Michigan is known for its craft beer scene. The state has over 150 breweries spread out from the northern Upper Peninsula to the Motor City. A growing number of entrepreneurs are trying to build on the success of the craft beer industry to make Michigan the center of the burgeoning craft distilling movement as well. And current state's April Van Buren is here to tell us about a local distillery that's trying to make Lansing the center of craft cocktails in Michigan. Hi, April.
Hi, Mark.
What do you know?
So the distillery here in Lansing is called American Fifth Spirits, and it's actually the first distillery ever in Lansing. I think they said that they looked all the way back to the mid-1800s, and this is definitely the first one since then, at least.
They did their due diligence.
They did. And so it's been making and distributing its own vodka for a couple of years now, and it just opened up its own distillery and tasting room this May. So to learn more about the company, I talked to president and head distiller Rich Weibel, as well as sales executive Mike Bird. I headed to their distillery, which is on North Larch Street, as they were starting some of their first batches of whiskey. And I asked Rick to walk me through the basics of distilling.
Well, a batch of whiskey is very similar to creating a batch of beer. We start in our brew kettle here, and we add water and grain, and through an enzymatic process at that point, we convert the starch that's in the corn or wheat or whatever the grain may be into sugar. After that finishes there, we transfer it over to our fermenters. That's where we add the yeast. The yeast will eat the sugar, convert that into alcohol for us. So the still is where we extract all that alcohol that the yeast made for us, and that's where the spirit comes from.
And so talk to me about the journey that the corn mash comes into this machine. What's happening inside of this before it gets turned into vodka or gin or whiskey?
Well, the key part is to make sure that we have the alcohol from the yeast. So when we do that, after that's finished, we pump the mash into the pot of the still, and we start warming that still up. And then alcohol boils at a lower temperature than water. So as the temperature increases on the pot, the alcohol vapors start rising up this column, which is on top of the pot. And at the top of the column, we have a pre-condenser called a deflagmator. So when the vapors start getting up there, the temperature rises and it kicks on a switch that sends cold water over to the deflagmator. And when those vapors hit that cold surface, they condense and fall back down the column.
And so today you guys are doing whiskey, but you guys also make gin and vodka. What's the difference between the process for a whiskey and then a clear liquor like a gin or a vodka?
Well, everything that comes off the still is clear. So whiskey, we will release our first whiskey will be a white whiskey, unaged and clear. And then we do have some barrels available to us that we're going to age whiskey in. As far as gin is basically just a flavored neutral spirit similar to what vodka is, and then we redistill it through the still, and it'll pick up the flavor of whatever botanicals that we use to enhance it.
And so about how long does the process take from start to finish?
For an unaged white spirit, if everything is going according to plan, I would say about a week from grain to bottle.
After Rick shows me around the distillery, we head next door to the tasting room to meet up with the other half of the team.
My name is Mike Bird. I am the sales executive for American Fifth Spirits.
Rick, how did this idea for a craft distillery in Lansing get started for you? What was the inspiration?
The inspiration was I sold beer and wine on the wholesale level for a decade before this started. So about 6 years ago, the Michigan beer industry was doing well. The wine industry has been doing well for a long time before that. And there was some deregulation in the ability to affordably get a distiller's license here in the state. So that was sort of the catalyst to not just me, but all the distilleries opening up around the state. But being that I was in sales for that stuff, I got to work with a lot of Michigan brewers and a lot of Michigan winemakers, saw the challenges and the joy that came along with building a brand and making your own stuff.
When I think of, you know, American production of spirits, you kind of think of Kentucky and you think of whiskey, but are there other places that have had sort of a craft spirit or are known for their liquor throughout the United States, or is this something that's just starting to catch on?
I would say it's a relatively new phenomenon. Really, probably 2008 is really when it started taking off. There have been a few that have been around a little bit longer than that, but the phenomenon sweeping across the country has been relatively new.
And Mike, I'm wondering if you could talk about, I mean, Michigan does have a really strong craft brewing culture. Do you think that that's made it easier to pitch this as an idea to have a craft spirits movement here too?
Oh, absolutely. We're riding the wave of the craft brewers, and we needed people to start doing the creative part of it to help bring a drinking aspect back to Michigan. You know, there's really no massive labels that really run over throughout the country. I mean, Bell's is pretty big. There's a few that are kind of regionalized, but there's not really a huge Michigan drink that's out there. So they've really laid the foundation for the creation of that, and we're really at their wave, but we're also at the start of ours, too. There's still a lot of unknown with what we do, which is kind of cool. But a lot of people understand the brewing aspect of it, so they really want to find out what that next step is. I mean, like Rick says it all the time, I mean, we start with beer.
And for you guys, too, it's not just about making the spirits, but it's also about getting your ingredients from around here and kind of tapping into that local movement.
When Rick approached me with what we were going to do, we thought flat out, we're like, this is about a drink, this is about cocktails, da-da-da. And as soon as we dove into it, immediately we realized it's about the whole Michigan experience of agriculture. We have the best grain in all the world right in our backyard, and we want to distill it, but we also want people to understand what we have in Michigan. So it's important for us that the agriculture is a part of the story just as much as the drink is. We're just trying to figure out a different way to go from farm instead of maybe to table, farm to cocktail.
And so, Rick, you started out doing sales for a lot of beer and wine industry, but where did you learn to actually make whiskey and gin and vodka? I imagine that, you know, there's some amount of knowledge that you have to acquire before you go out and buy a $40,000 still. You need to have some knowledge to back that up. Where did you get the training?
It started with back in 2008 with the Michigan State Artisan Distilling Program. At that time, it was housed at Michigan Brewing Company out in Weberville. So that was a short seminar and learned quite a bit in that. And then back in 2013, I spent a week at the Siebel Institute in Chicago, which is the country's oldest brewing school. They dedicate 1 week a year to craft distilling.
When you guys are coming up with recipes for the whiskey or the gin or the vodka, what are you experimenting with? Sort of how much leeway do you have in creating a different flavor profile?
Well, the ability to produce what we want to have, it comes from experimentation, from us drinking a lot of stuff, but we ask a ton of questions. Both of us have the opinion that the more people know about what's going on, the better this whole industry can go up, so we really ask a ton of questions. We've taken the time to go as many distillers as we can, ask them what their processes are, see if there's some way we can integrate into our process, but more importantly, every step of the way, we always have somebody that we can kind of text or ask and say, hey, we're doing this. Does it sound right? Good, because it fits into the parameters with what Rick's trying to fit. And that, I would say it's more of a community thing versus an experimentation. It's, hey, we've got this, and we hear a bunch of different people that say, yeah, we've distilled it before, we did this, this, and this. And then Rick kind of formulates it together, and we go, this is how we're going to do it.
And you guys are, I mean, you have a window right in front of your still. Everyone can kind of see what's going on. Why did you want to have the public be able to be part of that process?
There's nothing better than having a conversation about a cocktail. I mean, there's no more fun conversation because it can be good, bad, or in between, and it's important that our patrons specifically talk about that. That's why we got into it, because we wanted to have these cool conversations, and it's opened up from not only the farmers but all the way to our patrons. We're pretty impressed with the people that come in here and have just a vast knowledge about what we're doing, but they want to know how we're doing it. So we freely give away our recipes for everything, and we have no problem with that. Because the other thing, too, is to take our recipe, go make it better, come back. We'll try it, too. That's what it's really all about. It's about diving into a community and letting the whole community understand there's a start and a finish to this, and there's a whole bunch of fun in between.
So you guys are doing some of your first whiskey batches right now. You moved on from sort of vodka and gin. What's the future of American Fifth? Where are you guys hoping to be in 5 years?
Well, distribution is key for us. Being that's my background, that's where I'd like to move us. And it's just education on every front. What we found out is that people's understanding of craft spirits is similar to where the beer industry was about 15 years ago. So we have a lot of ground to make up when it comes to how it is we do things and why we do things.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for showing me around and talking to me. I was wondering if we could maybe end with one of the cocktails you guys serve here in your tasting room.
Of course you did. And yes, we can.
And Mike, are you going to be our bartender today?
I think so.
Yes.
I'm getting suckered into this. So what we like to do for this little cocktail is we take about, it ends up being just a little over a strawberry and a half. Because really what we're trying to do is we're just trying to pull that flavor out and kind of mix it like it would be with a grandma's rhubarb pie, I suppose. So we take our ounce and a half of our rhubarb infused vodka. So once you muddle this up and you make it so that it's just nice and integrated, we come over here and grab just a little bit of ice. it in, cover it with the classic Faygo, strawberry rhubarb ran treat straw, and then you enjoy.
Well, cheers. You guys don't have any drinks, but...
Ting.
Cheers.
And that was current state's April Van Buren clinking glasses with the two men behind Lansing's first distillery, American Fifth Spirits president and CEO Rick Weibel and sales executive Mike Bird.